June 12, page 177. Children to develop well-balanced characters. The Lord is exalted, for He dwells on high. He will be the sure foundation for our times, a rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to treasure. Isaiah 33:5-6, New International Version. Guard your children from every objectionable influence possible, for in childhood they are more ready to receive impressions, either of moral dignity, purity, and loveliness of character, or of selfishness, impurity, and disobedience. Once let them become influenced by the spirit of murmuring, pride, vanity, and impurity, and the taint may be as indelible as life itself. It is because the home training is defective that the youth are so unwilling to submit to proper authority. I am a mother. I know whereof I speak when I say that youth and children are not only safer but happier under wholesome restraint than when following their own inclination. The Adventist Home, pages 469 and 470. It should be the object of every parent to secure to his child a well-balanced, symmetrical character. This is a work of no small magnitude and importance, a work requiring earnest thought and prayer, no less than patient, persevering effort. A right foundation must be laid, a framework strong and firm erected, and then day by day the work of building, polishing, perfecting must go forward. Counsels to Parents and Teachers, pages 107 and 108. The physical, mental, and spiritual capabilities should be developed in order to form a properly balanced character. Children should be watched, guarded, and disciplined in order to successfully accomplish this. It requires skill and patient effort to mold the young in the right manner. Certain evil tendencies are to be carefully restrained and tenderly rebuked. The mind is to be stimulated in favor of the right. The child should be encouraged in attempting to govern self, and all this is to be done judiciously, or the purpose desired is frustrated. Parents may well inquire, who is sufficient for these things? God alone is their sufficiency, and if they leave Him out of the question, seeking not His aid and counsel, hopeless indeed is their task. But by prayer, by study of the Bible, and by earnest zeal on their part, they may succeed nobly in this important duty and be repaid 100-fold for all their time and care. The Bible, a volume rich in instruction, should be their textbook. Impressions made upon the minds of the young are hard to efface. How important, then, that these impressions should be of the right sort, bending the elastic faculties of youth in the right direction. Testimonies, Volume 4, pages 197 and 198.